I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, July 2. Coming up, CARICOM leaders to tackle critical issues at upcoming heads of government meeting, new CCJ president to be sworn in, and Commerce Minister pleased with investment in former sugarcane lands. The news in detail after the break.
Hey, Derek, may I run go down a doctor go fill a prescription and me no know when me a come back?
Then, Chuchu, you not on a smartphone?
Of course!
Then, my girl, just download the NHF Quick Prescript app to your smartphone. Use it to send in the prescription to DrugServe, and them will alert you when the prescription ready and you just go pick it up.
Now, that I go save time.
Fill your prescription with just a click. Use the NHF Quick Prescript.
For patients in the public health system.
NHF Quick Prescript.
NHF, your partner for healthy living.
Now the news. Justice Adrian Saunders is to be sworn in as the new president of the Caribbean Court of Justice on Wednesday, July 4. Speaking at a press conference earlier today, CARICOM Secretary General Ambassador Erwin LaRocque said the swearing-in ceremony will be held prior to the opening ceremony of the 39th regular meeting of the Conference of CARICOM Heads of Government.
He is the third judge of the Caribbean Court of Justice. He will be sworn in by His Excellency the Governor General.
The CARICOM heads of government appointed Justice Saunders as the incoming president at its last meeting in Haiti in February, acting on the nomination of the Regional Judicial and Legal Services Commission. In the meantime, the CARICOM Secretary General says a meeting of the Council of Finance and Planning will also take place before the opening ceremony on Wednesday. Ambassador LaRocque says that meeting has a number of items on its agenda and will lead into the discussions of the heads of government when they sit for the plenary session on Thursday. In the meantime, CARICOM leaders will use the 39th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government to tackle several critical issues that will affect the social and economic climate of the region. Matters to be discussed include a regional crime and security strategy, disaster management and climate change, as well as the implementation of the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, CSME. Other matters on the agenda include the upcoming 2018 G20 summit in Buenos Aires, Argentina. About 200 foreign officials will attend the meeting, including officials from international bodies outside the Caribbean region and members of the diplomatic corps. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who assumed chairmanship of the Conference of Heads of Government at the start of July, will steer the meeting, set for the Montego Bay Convention Center from July 4 to 6. Jamaica's chairmanship is expected to place particular focus on the CSME and its importance in facilitating the expansion of investment and trade in goods and services, as well as the free movement of people across the region. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is to sign a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Registrar General's Department, RGD, to assist persons with disabilities to secure birth certificates under the National Identification System, NIDS. The service will be facilitated through the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD. Executive Director of the JCPD, Dr. Christine Hendricks, says beneficiaries will get assistance to cover the cost of the assessment needed for the birth certificates.
It will cost the project, but the government has put aside special funding. We know that persons with developmental disabilities and autism and so on, the assessment process being done by clinical psychologists and so on is very costly. And so for those who are unable to pay, there will be assistance to help them so that they can then get their birth certificates and get their whatever assistance else would be needed.
Dr. Hendricks was speaking in an interview with JIS News. She's encouraging persons with disabilities to register with the council in order to access this and other benefits. And the Tourism Linkages Network is inviting local businesses and corporate Jamaica to support its Christmas in July trade show to be staged at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on Thursday, July 19. The trade show aims to display locally made gift items and goods to customers in corporate Jamaica. Head of the Tourism Linkages Network, Carolyn MacDonald Riley, says over 80 local manufacturers will showcase their products at this year's event.
This year, for the first time, we are going to have experienced artisans creating their products live. So we'll be having almost like a workshop, persons making the products. As they go along, you'll be able to see our ceramics, we'll be able to see persons doing pottery, would be able to see some of the woodwork, carvings, jewelry making. You'll be able to see people in action making the beautiful products, some of which would have already been displayed.
Mrs. MacDonald Riley was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.